Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Brittany.
Hey.
How's everything going today?
It's good.
It's going good. Okay. So I just wanted to go over something real quick with you. There was back, looks like the 12th. So yeah, that was Saturday. On Saturday, you took this call on Gilbert where, you know, started out, you know, you open the call, mm-hmm. and then it sounds like the customer mumbles something like, oh, I think I've got the wrong number, something like that. But then you disconnected the line.
Me?
Yes.
So I hung up?
Yes.
I don't remember hanging up on the customer.
Well, it was, I'm gonna send you the call, as soon as we're done, but, you know, it sounds from listening to it, you know, he's like, thanks for calling customer service, and then the lady mumbles something, it's real quiet, I had to listen to it, you know, a few times, mm-hmm. but, because I didn't even catch it at first, but after listening to it, you know, it sounds like she's mumbling, like, oh, I have the wrong number, or I think I've got the wrong number, something like that. But then that's when, you know, the call drops and, you know, I checked our daily reports and mm-hmm. it shows that you had disconnected on her. You didn't let her hang up. So anytime, you know, somebody calls in, the only times that we're never able to, or that we're only able to disconnect on them would be, you know, if they're using foul language that's directed towards you. You know, mm-hmm. so they're calling you, you know, stupid or dumb or, you know, some other foul language or something like that. Then you can warn them, you know, please refrain from using that kind of language towards me. Otherwise, I'd have to disconnect the call. Then if they do it again, then you can, you know, then you can hang up, but you would still say, you know, disconnecting call due to foul language. And then, you know, you would hang up then. The other time would be, you know, like, of course, if nobody's on the line, you know, then you would still use like the disconnect, protocol, which is, you know, saying thanks for calling customer service 2 times. And then if no one responds, you'd say, you know, disconnect and call no response twice. And then you would disconnect the call. Trying to see the only, and that would still apply to even, you know, like some people, you know, they may be driving or, you know, this one lady I talked to, she was doing the dishes. So she couldn't hang up after the call was over. And I came back, I'm like, hey, are you still there? She's like, oh yeah, you know, I couldn't hang up. Or sometimes they're just, you know, they didn't set the phone down and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
So then you would still use that same, you know, disconnecting call, no response. You'd use that and then you could disconnect. If they do answer, you know, if they do, you know, respond to you after you're like, hey, is anyone there? You know, they come back and say, oh yeah, I'm still here. He's like, okay, well, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, you didn't need anything else. Most of the time they'll be like, oh no, everything's fine. And then they'll go ahead and hang up. But then, you know, if they don't, you still come back once more, you know, after like 30 seconds, be like, hey, are you still there? And then, you know, if they, you know, if they still say that they don't need any more help, be like, okay, well, I can disconnect the line for you if you like. And then, you know, you can go ahead and hang up if they say that's fine.
Okay.
But we definitely don't want to, you know, we don't want to, you know, disconnect on customers, you know, for any other reason other than, you know, the valid ones that we just talked about. Because that would, you know, that would be, you know, something that you could receive, you know, further documentation for, you know, once you go home, You could lose at-home privileges for it, all that kind of stuff, and, you know, even worse. So we definitely want to make sure, you know, that we're not doing that. Let's see. Do you have any questions about anything?
No, sir.
Okay. I just need to change something real quick.
Okay.
And so what we're going to do is this. Oops. So have you ever logged into the disciplinary system or the, you know, where you go to put time exceptions and stuff in?
I think so. I'm not.
Okay. Well, I can help you here real quick. Because it's just going to be, it's nothing major. It's just going to be a development coaching, basically. You know, just something saying that, hey, you know, we've talked about this issue. You know, we definitely don't want to have it continuing. And we've talked about, you know, the times when you are able to disconnect and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to show you how to, and this will be good for, you know, when you go home and stuff too, you know, for like time exceptions or I forgot what else is in there. It's mostly just going to be like time exceptions, right? You know, for like if you're, you know, for whatever, you know, for various reasons that there may be an issue, you know, that you would need to put in a time exception for. So what I'll do, I'll go ahead and, I can take over your screen real quick and just show you how to open it up. So you would go to Internet Explorer and on the Agent Overview tab, you'd see, oops, I need to refresh it. Okay, so you'd see where it says this pending write-up. You just click on the blue box. And your username would be BBLUNT, password be blount at ASK. Yep. Okay, so this would also be where you enter your speed test. So, you know, when you go home, you know, you run your speed test, you can email it to your work email and then, you know, save it to the computer. And then you would, you know, click on agents, and then click new, and you would add in your speed test there.
Okay.
So this would be the disciplinary part, and you just view. So this would be what this looks like. So this is, you know, just pretty much what we went over. You can go ahead and read it. And then if you have any comments of any kind that you want to leave, you can leave them there. Now you have two options as far as signing it. You can leave this marked yes, which just means you refuse to sign it, which just means you don't agree with it, and you're not going to sign it. You wouldn't be in any more trouble if you don't sign it or anything like that, or any less. If you do want to sign it, you would change it to a no, type your name, and then just put today's date and hit submit either way. But if you want to, you know, take a, you know, a minute when we're done and read over it and all that, you're more than welcome to. I think that's it, unless you have any other questions of any kind for me.
Okay. Are you still able to send that call?
Yes. So I've got it right here. I just need to hit send. Yeah, so definitely listen to the call first and okay. Then go ahead and keep up. All right, so there you go. And then what you'll do because I sent it to you on Teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you click on, open up Teams, because it's a little bit of a, it can be a little bit of a hassle, like trying to download it and listen to it. So go ahead and open up Teams.
Okay.
And then go to mine. All right, so hit those little three circles or little dots, and then download. And then it'll pop up on the other screen, I think, or hit downloaded up there, that one up top. There you go. And then you can right-click on it and then add to Windows Media Player list. Just hit recommended settings, and then it should go ahead and play for you.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and listen to it and then, you know, review the coaching or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other questions about anything? Or?
No, sir.
All right, all right. Well, I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.